coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Boring, and we've got a very special issue of Trot Radio this day on the eve of the Pepsi North American Cup and on the eve of a $75,000 guaranteed pick four. We're going to have a roundtable with some of the best handicappers in the business. All that straight ahead on this edition of Trot Radio. We're going to start by introducing Roy Sproxton, who was the Trot National Handicapping Champion in the finals held here at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. Good day, Roy. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Norm.
We also have the senior handicapper for Woodbine Entertainment Group Harness, Mike Hamilton, also joining us in this special roundtable. Good day, Mr. Hamilton.
Good to be here. Yep, beautiful day in the mega city right now.
For sure. And what roundtable would be complete without this guy? Direct from the Meadowlands, the Big M. You know him, you love him. It's Robert Hollywood Hayden.
Hey, thanks for leaving out that senior part. I really appreciate that.
Well, it's a term of respect there, Holly.
Well, Mike Hamilton got senior, which means to me he's there longer than Ken Middleton. So,
yeah, I think we can say that. Let's dissect this win for a $75,000 guaranteed pick four, I should say. And it starts off with the final of the Good Times Trot. You know, anybody can look at a form and say, okay, this horse has won the last three in a row. I'm going to key him in my pick four. But, you know, the smart handicapper is going to look for value. And I don't mean value as being a horse at 99-1 with three legs. You know, a horse that just might be at the right place at the right time to break through. I'm going to start with Roy Sproxton. Roy, looking at this first leg of the pick four, the obvious suspects, Text Me. Who do you see, along with the JetBlue Volos, as a horse that can come through? Personally, if there is an outsider, it might be Adrian Dream, but I'll let you elaborate on that.
Yeah, from the fourth race is certainly one of the tougher ones here for me in the win four, but for an outsider, I like the seven Look Closer a little bit. I really like the way that that he finished his race. He finished really strong. You know, I think he held his own with Text Me, you know, coming down the stretch there, and you know, perhaps the horse is, you know, is well suited here, you know, right now here for the final. So I certainly will be some value on the seven Look Closer, but yeah, Text Me is also another logical one there.
Well, yeah, you've got to include those two, but Look Closer would be your value play. So what would you go with in the first leg?
I'm playing the 2-4 and the 7 in the first leg of the win four.
All right, let's go over to Mike Hamilton. Mike.
I think Roy's left the winner off. I was all over Text Me last week, and I know we did a pre-race interview with one of Bob's assistant trainers, and he said that the horse had trained phenomenal. It was the best week of his life. Everything was great. He did win. And he delivered, but he did come a little extra wide coming off the last turn, which leads me to believe that there might be some little issues with him. So I'm looking for somebody to beat Text Me, and Priority Photo is the one I'm landing on.
Well, yeah, he did race well last time in the eliminations.
He did. It wasn't a limb. I think Transmedzammer's horses traditionally race better in finals than they do any limbs. If they get into the limb coming on hard at the end, which this guy did, And frankly, he was kind of rough and had to be collected halfway down the stretch, and he still closed 7th to 3rd. So I don't know what the issue was, but if it's something that was, you know, first start over the track type issue, which wouldn't surprise me, I think he's definitely top 2, if not win material.
So you're going to be using in your leg of the first leg?
Well, I'm going to actually go 4 deep here. I'm going to go with 2, 3, 4, 6, but if you wanted to just go with 2, then Text Me and Priority Photo 4-6.
All right, let's move on to Bob Hayden. Bob, you've dissected this first leg of the pick four, the Good Times Trot final. What do you like?
Well, I'm looking at Rock Hollywood number 9. I'm going to use 3-4-9 in the first leg, but I'm going to single an extras on Rock Hollywood. I like a couple of things here. I like Trevor Ritchie, of course, with a trotter, but I like also the outside post. I think actually might benefit him. You have an evenly matched group. And this is the kind of horse, look, last year, 9-9. This year, he wins his prep, solid effort, moves from post 2 to post 9, so that should certainly help the price. But maybe the selling point to me might be the fact that he's owned overseas and bred relatively obscurely in Illinois. What's an overseas owner doing with an Illinois bred like this? Obviously, they saw talent early on. Good spot for him to show it. Price is definitely going to be right. And Rock Hollywood, I think, really can key a nice pick four if he gets things going. He's got to be somewhere in the $16-18 range, I would think.
I would imagine he would, too. The concern I would have is that this is a horse at Lexington on the front, and Mohawk traditionally has been a track that favors the late closers.
Well, I'm not sure. I think he may be forced to race a little bit off the pace. I think there's going to be enough inside speed where Rock Hollywood doesn't have that option here. And a lot of the races he's been in, he's been the best. So he's forced to race up front. So I think this is one of those cases where a horse is going to be racing off the pace, not by his choice, and it may work out better for him.
So you're going with the
9, 3, and 4
in the first
leg. And my 9's my key.
All right, let's move on to the second leg. It's a $666,000 final of the Fan Hanover Stakes for 3-year-old fillies. Let's go back to Roy Sproxton. What do you like here, Roy?
Yeah, this one looks pretty straightforward. Unfortunately, we just got on the two favorites really stand out in fancy filly and put on a show. So I don't think there's any need to go any more than two deep here. Fancy filly is certainly my preference, but I was pretty disappointed with Western Silk last week. I thought she had an absolute perfect trip and not being able to hold off Angie's Princess. So I really can't see either the 3 or the 5 getting beat here. So.
Boy, you are tough. She only lost by a nose.
Yeah, I was pretty big on her last week, I didn't think she should have lost that race.
We're going to have to take you down to the Meadowlands and play it tough with the boys down there.
Yeah.
Right, Holly?
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah.
We were kidding earlier about how the broadcast gang at the Meadowlands like to kid around with each other and bust each other's chops in a fun way. Okay, let's go with the then 5 and the 3. I agree with you. I look for an outsider. I couldn't find one. Mike Hamilton, did you prognosticate something other than those two?
Nope, can't say that I did. Fancy Philly put on a show for me, but... I would certainly lean to put on a show over Fancy Philly, frankly, but only because she won so handily last week, and I don't think she was really used very hard in winning in 51-1, where Fancy Philly, she came 4 wide off the turn, and she was 4th over, and yes, she was off the gate a little bit at the start, but she did some serious work in the third quarter there, even though the time wasn't like put on a show's. I thought Fancy Philly maybe did a little more work, and it comes right down to what could be a photo finish that might show up this week.
Bob?
I think they had the morning line reversed. To put on the show will be the favorite at post time. She's in another world right now. And this is a rivalry that's going to take us back to Fan Hanover herself with Jeff's Eternity and towards the end of her three-year-old season, Shady Daisy, Miss Easy, Tarport happened, Silk Stockin. This is really great. These two have stood out above the crowd. But put on a show. Remember, her sister set the world record last year, Show of the Money, 149 mm-hmm. flat. So for a dam to have back-to-back superstars is amazing. Put on a show, I think, is clearly the best. Fancy Philly, remember, has got 2 career losses. Both of them came in Canada. Hmm. So I just think that put on a show is the best. I think A&G's Princess can be right there with him. It's a $13 trifecta to me, a 5, 3, and 4.
All right. Let's move on to the consolation of the North American Cup. This is the one gentleman that I found to be, if I can use the term, the blurriest. Let's start with Roy Sproxton.
Yeah, I think this is a great race here, actually. I don't have much use for either of the two morning line favorites. There's 2 horses I really like in here, one of them being the 5 Holloway. The connections really had this horse pointed to the Upper Canada Cup, and that was a big race, the North America Cup. She came in off a 3-week layoff into the qualifier of the North America Cup. I think she's got a field in here that's pretty comparable to what she faced in the Upper Canada Cup. Second start off a 3-week layoff. Thought she raced reasonably well last week. I know she rode the cones there, but she actually did get within a couple lengths of the lead. They're at just at the top of the stretch there, mm-hmm. Sneaking up the inside, and she got cut off by the 3 Twin Bee Warriors. So I and Petrick had to kind of steer her a little bit differently. So I do like Holloway in here, and I think she represents some value. And the other horse I like is the 4 OK Commander. She had a good third over trip last week in the North America Cup eliminations. Ideal Matters went off stride, and she was nose to helmet behind Ideal Matters, and she really got interfered with big, and she kind of McNair collected her, and she even went by the the one All That Glitters Is Gold was fourth over, gapping the fours cover. You know, I don't see this one horse at all. I mean, she was gapped. The one was gapped out, you know, at the gate, and was gapping the fours cover, you know, fourth over and going backwards when she was being interfered with. So I really like the four and the five in here.
Let's move on to Mike Hamilton. What do you like here? I just think it's a very tough race to really zero in on.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't really seriously consider Holloway, Ontario Sired Horse, in here. Yeah, he did win the Upper Canada Cup, but that's against Ontario Sired Horses, and this is a different story. You've got an Illinois bred in here, which I'm not interested in. Power of Moment doesn't strike me as the one that's going to win this from the nine. I like Dr. Dreamy, frankly. All That Glitters Is Gold as a contender, and I was really shocked when Roy said, okay, Commander, because that's the one I've landed on as my top pick, but I thought I'd be the only one.
Okay.
This horse won the American National last year, won a couple of other stakes. Now, you might argue that it wasn't with the current driver, with Doug McNair. It was with Tim Cheeks or Tim Brian Sears that okay, Commander won stakes last year, but you know, Roy and I watched the same race last week. This horse was severely checked and still actually tried after the being checked. Closed from 12 lengths back at the 7/8 pole, beaten 8, but that really doesn't even tell you the story. No luck whatsoever in the Burlington from that post. At Tioga, well, Trip was sacrificed at Tioga. So 5 starts into the year. What you see is on paper for this year. This horse is improving. I think he's every bit as good as everybody in here, but he'll be 3 times the price of many of them.
And he comes from the barn of one of the game's nice guys, Greg McNair. Let's move on to Mr. Hayden. What do you like here?
Well, I'm taking a crapshoot with the 7, 8, 9. Power of the Moment, I don't like the morning line at all. I don't think he'll be that low. I'd see 12 or 15 last year. But the world is full of 2-year-old geldings from the Midwest who come out and do nothing at 3. You had the home bet advantage and Fox Valley Bars Guard, home bet advantage, all those kind of horses. So I'm not, at that price, not too interested about using 7, 8, 9. I thought Luke can get into the race with the 7. Dr. Dreamy, Sears has a way of getting right in position in these kind of races that are kind of wide open. He has a kind of way of putting everybody at a disadvantage. And I can't believe that Teague and Sears are going to go out up there and not take home some significant cash in the night. But not a strong call. 7, 8, 9. I'm open for suggestions. I could change my mind on that one.
What about, would anybody laugh me out of the room if I said, why not use as a backup Keystone Raptor?
I would.
Okay.
Yeah, that was his pure luck, 2 starts back when he won the Burlington. That was one of those cases of the front end coming back, everybody and his brother closing, somebody had to win. And I don't think he's a contender. I don't think he's... I have a very difficult time betting in Astraeus at this stage in a stakes race.
All right, let's move on to the biggie, the Pepsi North American Cup, $1.5 million, final leg of the pick 4, and we talked about this off the air. You know, every year we say this is a really, really tight field. But this year, I think we really mean it, don't we, Mike Hamilton?
I would agree. There's been a few years where obviously, you know, the Sun Beach Somewhere years that there have been an absolute standout that it didn't look that wide open. And there have been years where there have been, you know, relatively low price favorites that I didn't believe should be and I thought were more wide open. But yeah, this, I think I could make a case for 5 horses and actually believe what I was saying.
Okay, and they would be?
Well, 3, 4, 6, 7 would be, I think, the most logical.
Rock and Roll Heaven, All Speed Hanover, Sports Writer, and Del Marvelous. Okay.
That's right. Yeah, I'd add in Kyle Major if he didn't have post 9. But I think the overriding thing here is in the North America Cup, once you make the lead, that's it. You get one shot at it, especially in such a broad race as this. So nobody's going to move, retake. Nobody gets a second shot. And I think somebody like Jody would probably be even well advised to probably try and make the front before the half, even before the quarter, and then hope to be in the thick of it so you get a piece. But I'm not interested in a piece. I need the winner. And for me, it's either Sports Writer because he's improving by the week, and I know there were issues that weren't talked about early on. There was quarter crack issues and that they weren't able to have this horse at his peak for his first couple preps this year, but they're just preps. This is the one that counts, and he went a grueling trip last week. So Sports Writer, serious consideration, but comes right down to it. I'm going to stick with Ron Pierce because I don't even know if Ron Pierce knows how he won and got out of a jam last week, but he did, and Pierce has just got a history of doing that. So
Yeah, and the word is Allspeed Hanover has got such a competitive spirit. He'll, you know, he chews up his competition when they look him in the eye. So it's going to be a great stretch run, I think.
Mike Vanderkamp was asked after that race where Allspeed Hanover was locked in, turning for home. He sat in. They asked Vanderkamp, he wouldn't have been concerned about anything around the top of the stretch there. And Vanderkamp said, no, I wasn't at all concerned if I wanted to make the consolation. Because it looked like no shot of him making the final thing for home. But there's Ron Pierce for you. Finds the room, comes through with the win. And then the key is slowest elimination, got the win, didn't use anything out of the horse. And traditionally, that in a wide open race comes back and helps you immensely in the final. Those horses that went grueling first up trips, I know they'll say that Sportswriter needed that to bring him in, up into race shape, but I think that'll cost him a little bit, and if it costs him at the finish line, it'll cost him the win.
Okay, let's move over to Bob Hayden very quickly because we're running short on time. Bob, how do you see this?
Allspeed Hanover is too versatile for these. Pierce wins his third North America Cup in 5 years. Noel Daly told us a month ago, basically, this is it. It's a cup and the pace. That's what he's aiming for. So he can throw out the New Jersey Classic no matter what happened there. Simply too good for these horses, and it's an unbelievable field. By far the best North America Cup I've seen. I'd be surprised if Rock and Roll Heaven was first or second. I really would. I think Kyle Major is going to be right there on the wire. Jody Jameson won this race first over with Tell All. Kyle Major is now forced to likely race from off the pace. I think this horse is improving each week. Jody's an ultra-confident guy, knows the track as well as anybody, and I think the fact that he's peaking at the right time. Sportswriter brings a couple quarter cracks, couple issues, can't be coming into a heavyweight title fight with any issues at all. So Allspeed Hanover, one more laugh, and Kyle Major, box number 489, single in the four.
Royce Bronston, what do you like?
Yeah, I'm under the 3-4 and the 7. I do like Del Marvelous at a price, she's my value play. I do have a tough time taking anyone at 2-1, 5-2 in this highly competitive race. But Rock and Roll Heaven and Allspeed Hanover, you certainly can't leave them off the ticket. So 3-4-7 for me.
Okay, we are going to post all your selections on our website immediately following this broadcast, and we'll see how it all unfurls. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Trot Radio. Royce Broxton, Mike Hamilton, Hollywood Hayden. Thanks so much, guys.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Thank you.